Good morning. 9:15 a.m. November the 4th, 2013. 9:15, yeah. Sun is up. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. It's 40 degrees. It's quite chilly, to be honest. Make sure the thing's plugged in tight. Stick it in my pocket. Put my glove back on. And maybe I don't need my glove after all. 17:12, probably close to 17 given the stop to take the photograph, so that's not too bad. So yeah, it's Monday. I made my 5,000 words yesterday. I'm actually at 16:08 on the work, the Hermit. I'm liking the way the story's coming together. It's still early enough that I'm excited about it. We haven't hit the terrible middle where everything sucks and I don't want to write anymore, which is good. The longer I can get to the point where everything sucks, the closer I'll be to the end when it happens, and the less I'll have to grind. So rock on. It's going well. I actually was kind of caught this morning. It was almost light enough to walk at 6 o'clock, but I was writing and I didn't want to put it down, so I kept writing, which meant I had to take the kid to school and then I had to go to therapy. I'm just getting out of therapy now, and I'll come home to take my walk before I head over to Far Library, where I will be working in the NaNoWriMo room. Shoot, I meant to put a pot of coffee on, so I have a thermos of coffee to take with me when I go. I think I've got almost, if not 1,000 words, and almost 1,000 words already this morning. So I'll need 4,000 more today. 3 hours at the library would give me 3,000. Maybe even give me the 4,000 that I need. Menu tonight is going to be curry chicken. I made a pot roast. No, I made a roast like a lamb yesterday. We'll do perhaps curry chicken with sweet potatoes tonight. And we've got a bunch of stuff happening this evening. Younger daughter has to go to a very short concert at 7, and then after that, off to rehearsal until 10. This week is also the final week for Midsummer Night's Dream. The performances are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm looking forward to attending those. Which means I need to get my word counts in early in the day those days. Over the weekend I've been kind of letting them go until the evening hours. I won't be able to do that this week because while I have some evening hours until Wednesday, after Wednesday, there's no evening hours, so I have to get them done earlier in the day. So I need to kind of train myself. It'll be okay. So I don't really have a lot to talk about today because everything in my life right now is revolving around getting the words in, getting the word processor time, making my counts. I've done a little bit of playing around on Google Plus, not a great deal. Just because I don't have the time or the energy to devote to that. And the truth is, a lot of the stuff is really kind of, a lot of stuff that I'm seeing lately is really kind of newbieville. It's like people asking questions like, how much dialogue is too much? Really? talk to me in a million words. I mean, I hate to be so blunt. I hate to put it in such stark terms, but if you have to ask that kind of question, you're really not understanding the process of what you're doing. And until you do, any answer is going to be meaningless. And the fact that you're asking the question at all means you don't understand. And I'm not sure I can make you understand. I'm not sure I can help you understand why the question itself is flawed. We get these occasionally as is conflict necessary? About every other week, somebody writes, is conflict really necessary? Well, yes and no. That depends on how you define conflict. There has to be some sort of point to the story. There has to be something that the main character wants. And even in the share books, there's something that he wants. There's something that Ishmael wants. Every step of the way, there's something that Ishmael wants. Mostly what he wants is to make a profit. He wants to continue on the laws. He wants to survive. He wants to, every step of the way, he's got something that he wants. The next rank, the next step up the ladder, something. And for the most part, while there are some minor setbacks, the major setbacks don't come until much later in the story, when he begins to understand that things that he thought were successes are not necessarily. And of course, the cataclysm at the end. So it's an interesting challenge, interesting question from the perspective of why do people keep asking it? And I'm not sure what drives it. I have a suspicion that it's they want to post something that's going to generate conversation. Which isn't necessarily the right motivation. How many sentences in a paragraph? Kind of depends on the paragraph. If it's dialogue, it could be just one. It might be a single word. And people want to know, how do you write realistic dialogue? First thing you have to do is listen to a lot of it. And you have to listen to a lot of it, not in the movies, not on TV shows. Go to a diner and listen to the conversations. Eavesdrop. Sit next to a table where people are talking. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to the rhythms of their speech. Listen to how they talk. They might share geographic artifact in their speech. They may all have a southern drawl because they're all from the south, or maybe they're all from the north. The brogue in New Brunswick was always fascinating to me. I love to listen to those people talk. I can't replicate it. A lot of people say I can't replicate Southern accent either, but that's okay. I can hear that one in my head. I can't hear the PEI, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Scots, Burr. At the moment. It's a lovely sound, but I can't reproduce it. Right now I hear, mostly around here, if I hear an accent, it's a flat Western twang. They do have a Western twang. I never really knew what a twang was until I came out here. Actually, it was interesting to hear the Texans who were in boot camp in Cape May, New Jersey, and when I was in the Coast Guard, I listened to them talk compared to the drill instructors that seemed to be pretty much all universally from the South, or at least they used a Southern accent most of the time, whether they were from the South or just adopted the accent as appropriately menacing, I don't know. And it was interesting to listen to. So yeah, I listened to a lot of people on That's how you write good dialogue, because you know what people sound like when they talk. Monk pole. Usually the biggest problem is that people try to write dialogue like they're writing narrative, and they use complete sentences, they use words properly in dialogue, and people don't always use words properly in dialogue. The rules of grammar and speech are quite frequently different from those that are used in formal writing, and way too often writers are trained in formal writing, sometimes difficult to avoid. So yeah, I'm pushing a little bit today. I want to get back. I want to get my, I got to get this post up so that I can get over to the library by 10. I think I'll have just about enough time to get home and, put a pot of coffee and get that ready. Get ready with the leaf blower. If I put it into brew as water and I walk in the door, it'll be ready by the time I walk out again. So, yeah, I guess that's what I'll do. I also need to take a towel, dish towel. The place is really nice and I want to leave it nice. So, yeah, if I dribble a little bit of coffee, I don't want to leave it laying on the counter. I want to be able to dry it off. So, I'll throw you some paper towels in my bag. Squeaky car. Mine's squeaking too. I think it's got a serpentine belt that's kind of loose. I need to get it into the shop and have it checked. Good morning. Somebody's working on a roof here somewhere. Not the same house they were working on yesterday. I don't think. Oh no, there they are right up here. Gutter guys. Morning. The old gutters down, put new gutters up, I guess. Oh, there they are, working on the roof over there. Must be coffee break, they're all sitting down. Still peeling the old roof off. The sounds of commerce. We'll have to get our house painted next spring. So I gotta get some books out and earn money so I'll have money to paint the house next spring. Also gotta start looking for my tax forms. Jeez, I also have to sign a contract and send it back. God, I keep forgetting that. I sold the foreign rights to Korea for a translation, and they sent me the contracts, and they've already started the translation process. They've already paid me for it, but I haven't signed the contracts yet. I need to get that taken care of. Oh, I'd do it today if I wasn't running so short. Wednesday, the furnace guy's coming, so I've got to hang around the house for a while. Our annual maintenance checkup on the furnace. We have a maintenance agreement with the local furnace company, which saves us quite a lot of money in terms of if things break. It doesn't cost us a lot of money if it doesn't. So it's kind of a pretty cheap insurance policy. Part of it is two checkups a year, one in the spring for the air conditioning, one in the fall for heat. It's paid off quite well for us, so it's working good. Hungry again, which is unfortunate. I think I've already had my quota of food for breakfast this morning. Peanut butter and English muffin and a burrito. Breakfast of champions. I still need to get my bread machine going again. I haven't gotten it. Still haven't gotten a loaf of bread out of it lately. I need to do that because I miss my bread. Homemade whole wheat. Stick to your ribs. Which always sounded funny to me when my grandmother used to say it. Stick to your ribs. I always had this picture of food plastered on the outside of my body. It was years later before I realized that she meant on the inside. I wasn't necessarily a bright kid. I took things very literally. I took things literally in a way that was not necessarily the way they were intended, like stick to your ribs. Oh, I've got to mow this lawn. 18 minutes. 17:47, that's not too bad. It's still 18 minutes on the backside. But I'm out, I'm walking, I'm talking, we got it in today. Life is good. I am at the back gate, however, and tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.